Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 4, the Bible. The authoritative source of our theology. We have heard of tradition, of experience, culture, reason. Every society has its norms, and some of them are good, some of them are not so good. And the Bible wants to take the good norms and that we throw away the norms which would hinder us to reach a higher level. The Jews at the time of Jesus, the conservative ones, who seemed to be very, very holy and being honest of God. These Jews, they did some things which were not in harmony with the Bible. For example, when in those days a person grew old and wasn't able to work any longer because of illnesses of his high age, what to do then? He would die of hunger, starved to death. So the kids who are now grown-ups are responsible for caring for their old parents. Now, these Pharisees made a trick. They said, well, you have to pay something for the temple service. And some people were very poor and said, well, I cannot do both. I cannot support my parents and support the temple service. I can only support one side. And of course, the parents are closer than temple service, closer to me. Now these Pharisees said, if you give the money for the temple service and not for your parents, in God's eyes, it is as if you had given it to your parents as well. So the temple service is priority. The money for the temple service. And Jesus said, oh no, this is not correct. You rob the life of your parents if you do so. And Jesus, although he's God, temple service, we would think, well, there's a close relationship, Jesus, temple service. But Jesus sees the person. He sees a father, a mother, now old, they depend on the help of their children, who are grown-ups now. And they are not supported. Because of the greed of the Pharisees. And Jesus talks about these things and says, you changed the words of the law so that you get money, not God, which is not correct. So we can act in a wrong way even when our words sound very holy and are full of religious terms. But we can just act in opposition to God. So it's always important to look at the Bible. What does the Bible say? what's the aim of the Bible. There is the road we have to go.